We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Jeffrey, last fight song roundup of the year. Let's do it.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. 'Cause I still got a lot of fight left in me.
You know, I didn't know, Jeffrey, if this fight song roundup should be season, celebrating seasons.
Year end, if you will.
Yeah, like a year end or for the weekend. But either way, Georgia fits, I would say.
Absolutely.
Right? If they can run the table here and win the championship, first repeat champion since Alabama 2011-2012. This is a team that lost 15 players in the NFL draft last
year. Excuse me?
And they went and just hung. And their defense is their strength. And they just went, evidently, supposedly, and they just went and hung 50 on LSU. Your thoughts, Jeffrey?
I feel like...
Oh, by the way, you want to apologize to Stetson Bennett?
No, I'm not apologizing. He's still the worst player on their team. Plays.
We apologize now. We apologize for everything.
No, I don't. No, y'all do. I have a little thing called a backbone. I can stand on my tape. I also stand by this, Jeff. I think he is the least likable underdog of all time.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. I find him to be douchey.
Douchey?
Yes.
That's strong.
All right, no,
so
thank you.
How does Ohio State beat Georgia?
They got to hit. I mean, Georgia, you know what Georgia's going to do. They're going to give you man-to-man coverage,
well,
and those receivers
and
are good.
We saw that, you know.
Yeah, we saw Garrett Nussmeier came in, and there were throws to be had. Now, it should also be pointed out, Georgia planned for Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier are very, very different quarterbacks. But Georgia is going to challenge those receivers, and Ohio State has really good receivers. And if they can make big plays in the passing game.
Ohio State has really good receivers.
Yes.
And they have a quarterback who most think will be drafted in the top five of this draft. Big game for him, by the way, because it's a huge opportunity for C.J. Stroud and also a huge downside for C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I mean, this can be like the Justin Fields game where people were starting to sour on him after his COVID year at Ohio State where, remember, his numbers weren't nearly as good. But he went up against the Clemson defense that everyone's like, say what you want about Clemson, but their defense is still very good. And he had a big, big night.
C.J. Stroud could become the number one pick in the draft with a big game against Georgia.
I think that's probably fair.
Because he's so much physically more imposing, and the NFL teams like than Bryce Young.
Well,
right,
then,
now, I think Bryce Young feels like the number one pick in the draft, but
I still think it's so early.
It's another, yeah,
now,
we haven't at the pro
the
days.
Real question is, who should be the number one pick of the draft? Because if you want to make a case for Jalen Carter, who sacked Jaden Daniels with one finger up.
Yeah.
That was maybe one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Anyway, shout out to Georgia.
On the path to be the defensive version of 2019 LSU where I'm going to be surprised if either of these two remaining games are close. I think they're that much better. And I think they show up when it's big.
What, do you have an early line on this game?
6.5.
And right now you would easily lay the points.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Georgia is our first. Next, who else are we going to celebrate? It's been a good year for the best fight song in the land.
Jim Harbaugh with a late cover.
You gotta say.
Running it up.
2 years ago, Jim Harbaugh was a laughingstock.
I know people were questioning why they're bringing him back.
Why are they bringing him back? Take less money to come back. The NFL doesn't actually want him. Didn't work. All of this blowhard stuff that he did when he first came and at camps all over the country, rolling their eyes at
Satellite
him.
Satellite camps. Oh, remember
Satellite
those?
Satellite camps.
Oh, that's a blast from the
he
past.
He was a joke.
Who's laughing
who's
now?
Who's laughing now? He's still like, what's really interesting is he still doesn't have the quote-unquote players that Ohio State has. He just beats them.
Yeah, he doesn't have the skill guys that I think Ohio State has. I think what we're seeing right now is part of the problem that Ohio State's having is they do not have the offense and defense alignment that they are accustomed
typically
to having.
Have.
Yes.
Yeah. Michigan, it was interesting at the half. And then Donovan Edwards steps in. They evidently have depth at running back, Jeffrey.
Yes.
Michigan.
As you heard right here.
185 yards rushing.
I think he's actually still below his average per carry this year. I think he's 7.4. I think he was 7.5 coming into the day. So nice, he needs to be better.
Nice year for Purdue, too, honestly.
Nice year for Purdue. I mean,
they were
competitive.
And the brother story.
Yes. They were competitive. They played hard.
Yeah.
The game was over when he threw the picks.
What's the Michigan line? Michigan
9.5. That's also proof that the number two team having a bigger spread than the number one team, that's probably not appropriate.
Will you be taking the points there, though?
No. And
you're going to be laying the points there, too?
Oh, yeah. I am not sure how TC is going to block Michigan. Think about this. Kansas
a national
State,
championship in Michigan, Georgia is the right national championship game.
I think so, don't you? Those have been the two best teams all year.
The two best teams all year. Yeah. And although we saw it last year.
Yeah, but
Michigan. That's the way it goes. You can't do that. Yeah.
That kind of hurt in the year where Auburn.
It's like when the Bills kept ending up at the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, like.
Still with the best team in the AFC.
Last year was something that happened. Like, but that's not what we're crowning. We're crowning a champion for this year.
All right, who we got next? Have we played this
we
year?
We had it in the system, so I don't remember the last time we played it, but I don't think we played it this year.
Utah trails 17-3 to USC. This is the Utah fight song. Trails 17-3, and you're thinking, damn, this USC thing's going to work. And then a 44-7... it's a game of runs. That's what they say about football. Or USC, whatever. 44-7 run, and that was
all she wrote.
Obviously,
the Caleb Williams injury greatly affected the outcome
greatly
of this
affected
game.
That game. I'm not sure it did as much as the USC defense.
I agree, but all of a sudden, Utah had no answers for USC's offense.
They got 1 yard in the third quarter.
And yes.
Yeah.
That does not excuse USC's what I think they would call tackling, but I'm not sure you can call that tackling. They looked like they wanted no part. It turns out that Lincoln Riley's USC team is the same thing that his Oklahoma team.
Well, we'll get to that. Although I feel a little bad about what we're about to do here. I'm not sure it's justified. I'm not sure we can justify it.
Okay. Did you watch that second half?
Who is next?
Part of the reason why I like Michigan against TCU, K-State kind of operates like Michigan does. Except Michigan does it a lot better.
K-State's a Michigan light.
Yeah, they would enjoy like building their team in that fashion.
He was an unpopular hire, by the way, at K-State. Goes to show. Doesn't matter if you win the press conference.
That should be the last consideration in making a hire.
Right, exactly right.
Get the coach. That's what you're going to be judged on.
Are you critical of Sonny Dykes for the play calling at the end? After Duggan gets him down to the goal line, they run it up the middle twice.
No, so for those of you that were watching TC for the first time, Miller had been one of the best short yardage backs in the entire country all year, and they gave him two chances. And also,
Duggan was banged up.
Duggan, there was clearly something wrong with Duggan.
Duggan should be in New York.
I'm with you. He earned it.
Yeah. 100%. Why is he not in New York?
Why? Someone explained the C.J. Stroud case to me more than his case.
No, he is more important to what they accomplished than C.J. Stroud is to what they accomplished.
Yes.
The C.J. Stroud case is he was in it all along.
Because we somehow said he should be?
That's exactly right. Before the season, we said C.J. Stroud was a favorite.
You can tell the story of college football this season without C.J. Stroud.
But
I'm not sure you can with Max Duggan.
No, you're right. He should be there.
He wasn't even the week one starter.
And a fun game.
It was. It was a very fun game. It had real tension.
It had real tension.
It had real back and forth. Like it felt like a big game. And also, shout out to Ashanti, who sang the national anthem. We need to get her in the big game national anthem rota. She was incredible.
Rotation.
Yeah.
In the big game.
She was awesome.
Rotation. All right, who's next?
We did not have this song.
You never played it?
No, I had to go get it.
Let's give people a guess to see who this is. We didn't expect to be playing this. Even Friday, Jeffrey, when we made our picks. When you, okay, you made your picks. You did, but you did ask me. You asked me if I would pick.
Correct.
This is a crazy song. This is Tulane.
New Orleans, so it's got a lot of tuba. Yeah,
that's it. It's got a lot of New Orleans to it. I like the tuba. The trumpet and... Oh, let's hear this. I do like the tuba. Listen to that. And you can sort of see him.
Oh, yeah.
Walking through the French Quarter playing this, right?
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure it's not also on key, which I also appreciate.
It's a little off-key. Yeah, like that's why I said it was crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's intentional. It's like, yeah, we're just going to be brassy and loud.
Mm-hmm.
Tulane, 45-28 over UCF.
Speaking of not wanting to tackle,
they go from 2-10 to the New Year's 6.
Yeah, let's also put a little context on that 2-10. Tulane is a academically prestigious university.
It is, yes.
And they were very COVID conscious, to put it very mildly. And it was a very difficult job during that period. And then they also lost Michael Pratt. Like, I just don't want to hear the comparisons of Memphis next year to Tulane this year. Like, they were very different sets of circumstances.
There was a reason.
Correct.
Involving the quarterback.
And roster and everything, practice time. Like, they were not fighting with a full quiver of arrows.
This is bringing it back to the tribes that we talked about with Arkansas.
Since 1998. My favorite is their three conference championships are Conference USA, the American, and an SEC title.
That's fantastic.
That is range.
Of course, back in 1998, that was the
undefeated
Tommy Bowden.
Oh yeah,
team that played in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Didn't they?
They did. They beat, because I had Sean King on the radio. He put up 41 in the Liberty Bowl twice that season.
Nice story, though. Nice story. And I look forward to Memphis doing it next year.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we blowing up, Jeffrey? And is this fair? Is this fair? Is this fair? Given the year they had, it has been a successful year.
So here's the only reason why I believe it's fair. What do they have, 48 new players? Like, this wasn't Lincoln Riley coming in and coaching up a ragtag bunch. You know what I mean? Like,
he recruited the ragtag bunch.
He brought in a ragtag bunch of well-compensated young men.
Well, good for him.
No, I agree. That's his job.
You should be happy for
No, but my point is we can also criticize. No, I agree. I actually, I would feel, if I'm a USC fan, I would feel so much better about Lincoln Riley than.
Look at USC's year versus Oklahoma's year.
Well, not only that, like, Lincoln Riley understands it's my job to go out and get the players. Like, I can't make excuses of I don't like NIL, that this isn't the job I took. Like, all these common refrains that you hear, he went out and said this is the reality. And by the way, he kind of took some heat for basically just running off half the team.
That's what Deion's doing now.
At least Deion's being honest.
It does, though, raise the question. when you saw the defensive performance
that they
dredged up on Friday, and you mentioned this previously, it's one thing if you could say, well, come on, you can't stock the entire cupboard in your first year. That'll come. The problem is, if you look at what he did in Oklahoma, it's the exact same thing. Indeed, if you look at the, since 2014, if you take every team that ever made the playoffs, right, the playoffs since 2014, the three teams that had the worst defense in terms of yards per play, all Oklahoma teams. Like, Oklahoma never could stop anybody. And is USC ever going to be able to stop anybody? Does he take it seriously? Is he going to change defensive coordinator?
I'm not sure Grinch is the problem. I think the problem is he has a clear philosophy, and that's what I'm wondering is going to change. So what he wants, for the most part, is a defense that he's fine giving up big explosive plays, but he wants
to turn you over.
He wants the game changing plays.
So freaking unreliable.
Right, exactly.
But aren't the same players good at doing one thing as the other?
Well, I don't think you have to have as I think you can get away with having elite defense with not having elite defensive players in the other system. Like, to just do what Georgia, like, for instance, I think Georgia has to have elite players to play the type of style that they do. You don't have to have elite players to be successful and play good defense, but they're for USC style. But as we see, it can extremely backfire.
If we were going to blow someone up based on their year,
I mean, it has to be A&M, right?
That's got to be A&M.
They were top 10 to begin the year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.